This is a high court in Islamabad. Inside the court building, a senior police official for the first time finally conceded that the top American CIA agents in Pakistan committed criminal acts by using the US drones to kill thousands of people in the tribal region.
High Court ordered the senior official of police in Islamabad to immediately register a criminal case against the CIA official, namely the CIA station chief, who was Jonathan Banks, and John A. Rizzo, who is the legal counsel of CIA and who was supposedly approving the kill list or killing of citizens of Pakistan back in 2009 and 2010.
This man, Karim Khan, is the petitioner against the CIA chief and other CIA officials for masterminding the killing of his son and brother in the tribal areas. Jonathan Banks fled from Pakistan after public protest when right activists blew up his intelligence cover in 2010.
After latest court orders, Pakistani police are expected to register a criminal case against top CIA officials within the next few days. Once it happens, the legal procedure binds Islamabad to call Interpol to issue red arrest warrant of top CIA officials. The way government handles this particular case will have decisively enormous geostrategic implications for Pakistan.
After fresh widespread protest, the U.S. suspended deadly drone attacks in January this year.
There have been events in the British Parliament, in the Dutch Parliament, in the European Parliament on question of drone strikes, and it is our expectation that in view of this emerging international consensus, very strong consensus, the U.S. would refrain from resuming them.
Despite the halt, the U.S. assassination drones continue to hover over the skies of the tribal region. Javed Rana, Press TV, Islamabad.